Like a chick got at least be able to take care of the basics, my nigga. If she can't take care of the basics, like, I don't need an extra bill. You feel me?
Yeah.
Nah, seriously, like, get up with a chick, she like, babe, my phone about to get cut off. Man, I only knew you for 2 weeks. Who was you talking to? Let them pay for the phone bill.
You better go get your ex back.
Yeah, if I just met you and your phone getting cut off, I got nothing to do with it. You ain't talked to me that whole month. Yeah, man, so I don't need no extra bills, man. So, not saying I don't want to help nobody, my nigga. Yeah, like,
yo, this bitch tell you, yo, my phone about to get cut off, I'll be like, shit, so is mine, man.
Yo, for real. Like, I be doing the bums. Before, when I see a bump on the street, I be looking out, though. But, like, sometimes I get on my funny shit, I be like, yo, let me get a dollar before they ask me for a dollar.
Yo.
I just be doing some funny shit,
yo,
though.
Them motherfuckers, they be in front of an establishment, right?
Mm-hmm.
Asking for change. I'm like, man, you better go in there and fill out an application, man. I tell them shit like that. You better go inside and get an application, man.
Yeah, and they be healthy. Out. And they be healthy as shit. And then when you give them the change, you look at their fingers and can tell that they've been smoking crack and shit. Their fingertips be all burnt or whatever they've been doing.
Sign right here that say, I eat. I need money for food. Everything on that bitch was spelled correctly.
Everything. Where did they get the sign from? How come all the homeless bum signs look alike too? They get the cardboard and it's in the same writing. Like, is that the standard?
Yo, what up?
The standard sign, huh?
Nah, I'll go to sleep in the movie theater right now.
Hell yeah, I go to sleep. But is that the standard bum sign? It's like it's always on. A cardboard box.
Food.
And it always get the same type of font. Always. Like, I think they just get those from somewhere. I don't think they actually... Where they get a marker from?
No.
Where do they...
Paper.
Well, cause it's never, like, on a piece of paper. It's, like, always on a cardboard box with black writing, yeah. Yeah, man. But like I was saying, we don't... Like chicks I be getting with, like, I be having girls that's established. Like, I'm not saying, like, I won't look out for, like, a girl that I deal with, but I don't need no extra bill. Like, a girl that got mad problems and shit, I don't want to, like, be capped to save a hoe. Not saying I won't look out, but I don't need that. Like, initially, when you meet somebody, like, okay, I can see if you fucking with the chick and they getting hard times and you're like, okay, I can, you know, I look out. But, like, when you first meet a girl... Yeah, I don't want to be hearing about your phone bill getting cut off.
That ain't nothing to do with me.
Oh, yeah, you can't pay your bills.
Call me on Facebook.
You shouldn't be. Yeah, you shouldn't even be trying to get into a relationship. Then you should be trying to get yourself together.
Instead of trying to get a job.
You should not be trying to date if you can't pay your bills, man. You should not be trying to. I mean, I know girls date for other reasons, trying to find a guy to help them and whatever. I understand, but nah, you should. That's the last thing you should be trying to meet a guy and you don't got yourself together. Can't even get your hair done, and you talking about, man, that shit be turning me off. That shit turned me off, man. What you think? Hey, what's up, buddy? Hey, what's up, Travis Phillips?
Hey, how's it going?
I'm fine, man. You're here with me, G.A.B., and Humphrey Bogart. We're from Connecticut. You know, we just touching the base on a female being an extra bill. Did you check out the podcast?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, how do you feel about that?
So what is it exactly?
What do you mean?
Say that again?
So we talking about, like, how... you know, like how you meet a girl, you barely know her, but she expects you to do a whole bunch of things for her. You don't even know her. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's very interesting. So, what's the point exactly? Like, what type of basic type of girl does it even matter?
Nah, it doesn't even. I mean, it's all different types of women out there, but you know, you got this particular woman that lives under the impression that a man is supposed to just cater to her every needs, no matter what. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's very logical. That's very true. I definitely agree with that.
You know, it's like, all right, you don't. Just because a guy, I mean, when we go on dates and stuff like that, you know, as a man, you know, if you're interested in a woman, you're gonna do whatever it takes to let her know that. You know what I'm saying? But then when you got these particular type of women that, you know, they just expect they their expectations are so high that they just automatically think that you are supposed to do that.
Yeah, it's like the back in the days, they got the back in the times when the lady was the housewife, and when women couldn't get jobs, and they was playing the actual position of being a stay-at-home mom, princess, queen, what have you. Those rules applied then, but now, you know, women have their own self together, and we're not saying that guys shouldn't take care of their girl, but girls have the impression that, you know, men supposed to do everything for them. And they're not even playing a position as the housewife or the princess or the queen or the stay-at-home mom, and they expecting all these things from a man. And then
So,
a lot of them don't even have their self together.
you said, see, this is my actual point of view about that. You know, actually, I believe in teamwork, and I believe it's 100, 100 when it comes to relationship. That's my point of view about that. Like, I believe like real faithful companionship. I don't believe in all that negativity, all that arguing, and all that back stuff and people hitting one another. It's not a real relationship. I mean, if you want to really be in a real strong, powerful relationship, be a power couple. That's my opinion.
Which is true, and we agree 100. I agree 100% with that. But I'm talking about the actual when the first encounter. You meet a girl, and as soon as you meet the female, she has issues already. So, you know, like I feel like if you first met a girl, she shouldn't be bringing her issues on to you. You're trying to build a relationship, and if she has all those problems, she shouldn't even be trying to date in the first place. You know, she have other issues because, you know, you can meet a female, next thing you know, you talk to her for a couple of days. Now you're in the mix of her life problems, which is it's okay to help people. We're not saying that you shouldn't help people. I'm just saying, like certain, like say for me, like most guys, we're not gonna really date. I know I'm not gonna date or be looking for anything if I can't, you know, if I don't have my own self together. How can I bring something else to the table and I don't even have myself together fully? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you're pretty sure I see you gotta work on yourself before you go out there.
Which is true. And that's what
Yeah,
we're
you gotta.
saying. Some of these girls need to work on themselves first before they even try to date.
But see, some girls look at the whole situation as getting a man working on herself. She look at that in a
Exactly.
man as he's an opportunity for her to come up in life. You know what I'm saying?
Which is true.
And you even got guys out there
Vice
that's
versa.
running around. And they see these girls with nice little apartments, these dudes, they need a place to stay. You know, they go jumping on the bandwagon with the girl. It's sad when you got these type of people because, you know, it takes the realness of being in a relationship away. It takes the real relation. It makes it difficult for people that really want to be in a committed relationship. And you know what I'm saying? And like what you were just talking about.
Yeah, you got a lot of freeloaders out there who just basically just
Basically,
go get
yeah.
a girl and just date her just to date her. They won't actually in it for the relationship. They're not in it to win it. They're just in it
Hey,
to just
Travis, where are you from?
Las Vegas.
Oh, so you're in Las Vegas. So what bring you to this app?
Oh, I like it. If you check out my broadcast, I got a lot of horror stuff. Oh man, I do a lot of horror stories and I'm a book writer myself. So
So
yeah, I'm big.
how did you come across this cast?
Oh no, I was just browsing around. I just go to Intercast, any cast, and just talk to people about interesting stuff. I like stuff like that.
Yeah, that's dope because this is the first day that I'm actually on here, so I'm just really trying to get the way the drift, you know? I'm trying to get the flow of things. So I'll be on
Wait,
here touching on
where are you from?
topics. I'm from well, I'm from, my name is GAB. I'm from Connecticut, Clean North, and
Connecticut.
I'm here with Humphrey Bogart. He from Connecticut. Yeah, we out here in Connecticut. So this is the first time that we actually got on this podcast, and we're just gonna start touching on, you know, topics that need to be discussed. Or just personal topics, music, entertainment, you know, relationships, business. We're gonna touch on all that stuff, so you should definitely follow us.
So, what is your broadcast on here? What's the name of your broadcast?
The
What's
well,
the
this broadcast is music,
music?
yeah, entertainment wise. Yep. So, but what we're gonna touch is a lot of areas because they didn't actually have the broadcast of relationships. I was looking actually for this cast to be a about relationships, but we're gonna really talk about music. That's what our podcast is going to be based on. But we're going to just actually tell people about, you know, ourselves and where we're from in Connecticut, and then also touch on topics that, you know, realistic topics about our life and other people's lives, like relationships and, you know, what have you.
That's beautiful. That's wonderful. That's a wonderful broadcast. A lot of people need to hear about that. So you doing music and relationships both at once, or are you just doing one?
We're gonna touch a lot of topics at once, but we're gonna really base on, you know, based on just general conversation about music and entertainment and relationships, you know, dating and business. So we're gonna have a lot of life, period, in general.
Real life.
You know
how people feel. You know, not to hold your tongue. You know, there's a lot of people in this world, man. You know, they stay and stuck in the same position because they're afraid to say how they feel and, you know what I mean, express themselves. And I just feel like having a free tongue is the best way of expression. You know what I mean? Because nobody will never know how you feel unless you tell them. You know? So that's how it is, man. You know?
Travis?
Yeah, I'm still here. I was trying to turn up the volume because I couldn't hear you. Sorry about that.
Yeah, so how old are you, Travis?
28.
28, okay. So what do you do out there in Los Angeles?
Vegas?
Yeah, Vegas, not Los Angeles.
Las Vegas. I was just in Vegas like last month. I stayed at Aria.
Aria Casino?
I was down there at Aria on the Strip.
Yeah, the Strip is just nothing but a big playground. We just gotta have a lot of money for that.
Yeah, definitely. We had a ball out there. I come to Vegas a lot.
Excellent.
Yeah, so yeah, just stay in touch, man, you know. And just make sure you follow us, Travis, and we'll do the same.
Most definitely. You said your category is in music?
Yeah.
And the name of the show is?
This show, well, my name is G-A-B, a.k.a. G Key. So, like I said, we just starting this, so like I'm not even really familiar with it, so I'm still getting used to it. So, you know, I just actually jumped ahead of myself with this, because I was so excited to actually publish, you know. So we still setting up completely, you know, setting up our website. I mean, not the website. I'm setting up our the profile on here and everything like that. But I just want to test it out and see how it worked before I actually put my time into it, you know?
Yeah, it's not my first time. Like, I've been on this, like, for quite some time, so I know it, all the ins and outs and all around it.
Oh, yeah? So what should I do?
That all depends. Like, are you trying to, like, what are you trying to, like, what type of, what do you mean, what should you do? And what?
I mean, okay, like, radio show, right? it's like kind of like a radio show. How do you get to more people? How do people, all right, you joined us, but how can we get more people to join us?
Oh, by that, well, did the thing you're just doing right now, you just go on the broadcast and then, like, you have people follow you or they add you, and that's how you get more people on your broadcast.
So that's interesting.
I'm going to put the app on the computer, yo.
Hello?
So we was just, you know, touching bases on that. But we're going to be off to another segment real soon. We're going to get it, you know, real litty.